With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump pledged today that he would not send U.S. troops into Ukraine to help secure the country against Russian attacks, saying European nations would provide peacekeeping forces. He also told Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends Ukraine's hopes of joining NATO and regaining the Crimean Peninsula from Russia are impossible.
It was just a no-no. It was something that was never going to happen. So they asked for it, and they shouldn't have asked for it because it was, you know, very insulting thing. Now, they could have asked for many other things. But the other thing they wanted to do is getting Crimea back, and, you know, that was given.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt later on Tuesday emphasized that U.S. boots will not be on the ground as part of any potential peacekeeping mission. Hurricane Erin is churning slowly toward the eastern U.S. coast and stirring up waves that have already forced dozens of beach rescues several days before the biggest storm surges are expected.
About 100 people each year drown from rip currents along U.S. beaches, and they account for the most beach rescues. Hurricane Erin is bringing these same potentially deadly rip currents. Rip currents don't pull you under. Instead, the narrow channels of water sweep a swimmer out to sea. Lifeguards say, don't panic. Swim parallel to the shore until you can get out of the rip current. And of course, if the beach is closed or if there are warnings up, stay out of the water. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump's decision to increase federal law enforcement and immigration agents in Washington, D.C. has impacted neighborhoods like Columbia Heights. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 10 points, the NASDAQ dropped 314. This is SRN News. A dispute over a parking space in upstate New York.
At Grand Island High School outside Buffalo, seniors who can drive can pay $50 for a designated slot in the parking lot and then are allowed to put their name on it and decorate it. But the school said no when a Christian student wanted to put a cross on her space. She has since engaged the legal group First Liberty, which has sent a letter of warning to school officials. They claim if they allow the cross, they'll have to allow satanic symbols as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Things are getting worse for Afghanistan's tiny community of Christians. According to a report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, the government's new Islamic morality law is making it hard for believers to go about their daily lives. The law is a violation of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which states that freedom of religious belief is a fundamental right. This is SRN News. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear has taken emergency action to ban the sale of a synthetic drug known as designer Xanax in his state.
The Democratic governor's action came after a request from his state's Republican Attorney General, Russell Coleman, who is leading a broader effort to combat the drug linked to dozens of overdose deaths last year in Kentucky. A coalition of 21 attorneys general has urged the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration to take emergency action banning the drug. They warn the dangerous drug is being passed off as prescription pills, commonly used to treat conditions such as anxiety disorders and seizures. John Scott reporting.
Authorities are investigating the cause of an explosion aboard a cargo ship that was leaving the port of Baltimore when it issued a mayday call. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.